on this episode of Still Loading.
Oh! Watch where you're stepping! That's my nose!
Hey! Get your leg out of my belly button!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this new episode of the Still Loading Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Koval, and today it is another Captain N episode, and it is episode season 1, episode 12, Metroid Sweet Metroid. And as usual, my co-host, I think I said this on another one, but, you know, we've done so many of these. My co-host with the mo-host, Dexter Morrill. Dexter, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I just have so many hosts.
So
much host.
So we are talking today, Captain N, Season 1, Episode 12. It is the episode before the season finale. Season 1 ends with 13 episodes. So I have an announcement about that, but we are going to save that till the end of the episode because I want you all to listen to this because this is still going to be a good episode as well.
There's the hook for you, folks.
Yeah, there's the hook with a totally professional, actually not even really that enticing hook, but it's a hook, damn it. So you better listen. So the overall premise of this episode is Mother Brain tricks Kevin into relinquishing his Captain N powers. Kevin, there we go. A little delayed on that one, but we got it. Kevin. And it's a really weird, dumb way that she does it, but that's the only way Captain N does. So I guess to start off, as we always do, Dexter, what was one of the first things that stuck out to you about this episode, like a specific moment that just really encapsulated this episode for you?
Oh, man, specific moment. I really liked the parade float of Mega Man, but no.
I didn't even notice the parade float, what it looked like. I'm going to scrub through it right now and try to find it.
It's just a giant Mega Man, and Mega Man's riding on it. So it's like really like, whoa, it's weird. Two Mega Men, one big one, one small one. Like, don't speak to me or my son ever again. But in all seriousness, though, like this actually felt maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm getting brainwashed by this show, but this felt like a solid episode to me. I think I just liked how it went from A to B, and there weren't any weird tangents or any excessive jokes about mirror logic or, you know.
The thing that stuck out to me, just thinking of like excessive jokes, I believe. Yeah. This one had so many puns in it. It was filled with puns, specifically around King Hippo. And you know what? This is a little bit of a really weird, not segue, a really weird topic, but just something that stuck out to me in this episode, and it stuck out. Pun definitely intended. King Hippo's nipples. We don't talk enough about King Hippo's nipples on this show because they seem to be animated with way too much detail consistently throughout the entirety of this show. Yeah. I feel like this is a joke the animators must have played on us because they really go out of their way to make sure you see his nipples in like really solid focus, and it makes me super uncomfortable.
I think the character designer in particular was like, there's no way they're gonna approve this, and then they started animating
this,
and he's like,
guy's nipples, there's no way they're gonna take this.
Started as a sick joke from the character designer, and then they sent it off to the animation studio, and he was like, whoops.
It makes me so uncomfortable. So real quick, before we actually dive into the episode, I'm looking at the scene you're talking about of Mega Man on his float, and you're right, it's just Mega Man standing in front of a float of himself, and it's I paused the screen, and the other floats are just, they look like fuzzy soap bars with handles on them. it like as and as the floats that are farther off in the distance, it just looks like a fuzzy soap bar. But as they get closer, the ones that are closer to you, they have handles on them. And one of them, it appears, would have two handles, one on either side. I don't know what are they supposed to be floats of. Like, they're just, it's just blank. They only put Mega Man on a float. The other floats have literally nothing on top of them. It's just a bar of soap with a handle. That's it. And some of them are just a bar of soap, or it looks like a bar of soap. It's very the whole thing. It just is very strange.
I'm gonna blame Donkey Kong for this. Donkey Kong size soap,
or from Konga Land. Not I still blows my mind. That's the name they gave it. So let's go into this episode. So Mother Brain, the episode begins with them painting, and they begin with Simon trying to show Princess Lana the proper way to paint. It's all in the wrist, and they're trying to paint a wall like they're trying to paint like an interior wall of the Palace of Power. And I had a couple questions about this, because one, why is Simon, who doesn't give a shit about almost anything but himself, but for some reason here, he's like, I'm an artist. And he feels the need to use the tiniest brush to paint details onto a wall where he's not painting anything. It's a matte color. So that was really weird. But the second thing is, why that wall? And I'm not saying that they can't pick a random wall to paint as like the intro to an episode, but the wall that they chose to paint in this one, it's first off, it's metal, so it really doesn't need to be painted. Second of all, it could if you really want to, but second of all, there are grooves like all over it. So I'm like, what kind of spackling do you use for that?
I was saying the same thing. I was like, wait, they're going to paint that big metal wall with all those like
grooves and divots and grooves?
Yeah, like just build a new wall at that point. Like
what is the spackle made out of that they use for that type of wall? Is there metal spackle that you just like get like a liquid metal like from Metal Mario? And
that'd be cool.
You know what I'm saying? Like, could it be that? I don't know. It's a very strange choice, but that's how the episode starts. And then Mega Man comes in and interrupts and says, "We have a mega important announcement or something." I forget what he says. He says it's mega important though, and it cuts to this. They go into the video room or wherever this communication center is, and it cuts to them in this room, and you see this volcanic looking world, and it zooms in. Before they zoom in, they say, Princess Lana's like, well, what am I looking at? He's like, let me rewind it for you a little bit. And I'm like, this isn't a live feed? Like, I don't know. I just thought it was, or no, he said, let me rewind it for you a little bit, and then proceeded to show her a live feed. That's the vibe I got from it.
Yeah, it was confusing. I do want to come back to this, but I am shocked about what you've skipped over.
What did I skip over?
You skipped over yet another moment of Simon getting white liquid on his face.
Oh my God, you're right. Oh my God, I completely forgot. I forgot that's a trend that we've been talking about. He consistently gets some type of white liquid on his face.
As soon as it happened, I wrote it down in my notes. I was like, I'm writing this down. I'm sure Josh already put this down.
I completely forgot about that was a thing. I forgot that that's been like a bizarre trend in this show.
Because Kevin is using his belt buckle to like zip around and paint the walls really fast by like slinging these buckets of paint in the air.
Yeah.
And as he's doing that, Simon like steps back to get out of the way and steps on Duke's tail, and Duke flings a bucket in the air that lands upside down on Simon's head and covers his head with white stuff.
Yeah. No, we're calling it stuff. It's always going to be stuff. White stuff.
Yes.
White stuff. It's so weird. So yeah, that's the first thing. They go to that like Palace of Power communication room after Simon cleans off the white stuff from his face. It's so gross.
I love how this palace also, like, you'd think with animation, you try to be efficient, which I think they are for the most part with this show, but every time they meet in front of, like, a monitor to discuss the plan, it's always a different room. They must have, like, 18 different, like, community monitor rooms before they go on their mission.
I never thought of that. You're right. But Mother Brain is consistent. The layout of her world around her base, and we'll get it, that actually ties into something later in this episode, but the layout around her base is different, but her like base of operations, the control room she's in, always the same.
That's a
very good point. So he's, Mega Man's like, let me reverse what exactly does he say? He says, let me run the tape back for you, but then proceeds to just show a live feed of what's currently happening on this volcanic rock thing. And it's King Hippo and his nipples with Eggplant Wizard. With Eggplant Wizard. I'm not going to keep saying that throughout the whole episode. That's going to get really uncomfortable for everybody. But they're trying to gather power flowers because that is what gives Mother Brain her power. That's how she stays alive, supposedly. And the end team's like, oh, we can stop her. We can, if we get rid of these power flowers and get rid of King Hippo and Eggplant Wizard, then we can, you know, stop Mother Brain and she will no longer be able to take over Videoland. So that's what they try to do. And they go into a vehicle that I've never seen. Have you seen this vehicle in any of the episodes before?
No, but I want one. I want a toy Captain N Jet now.
I wonder if there's like custom like toy builders out there that you can find online. I wonder if we could ask, like, someone has to make like a 3D, 3D printer people. Hit us up. We will send you the screenshot. We want this as a toy. And if we can make this as a toy, game over. We are, it would be brilliant. So they fly like this. It almost looks like a Y-wing combined with a land speeder.
Yeah, it's kind of like the X-Men's Quinjet kind of thing. Like, it's got that, or even the, I can't remember what the Fantastic Four's ship was called, but
I don't know comics, like, so your guess is as good as mine. Literally, I would probably, the thing I thought of, because it had the N logo on the front, it reminded me of the Mach 5 from Speed Racer.
Oh yeah, because the same color scheme, the white with the red,
same color scheme. So they are about to take off, and Kevin's like, you better buckle up because I don't have my driver's license yet. And Simon goes, what? And his reaction to it, I'm like, how does he know what a driver's license is? This world is not supposed to be the same as Kevin's world. But for some reason, there's these constant references that every character in this world knows. Credit cards was mentioned a couple episodes ago, I remember.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm like, why do they know what a credit card is? Like, where's us? I've never seen a store in this place. And the same thing, like, where does he go to get his driver's license test done in Videoland? You know, like, where's the DMV?
Except that one guy in the Dragon Quest world.
These are the questions we need answered.
What's a watch? Remember that in the Dragon Quest world?
Yeah, he didn't even know what a fucking watch was. But Simon knows what a driver's license is? This world... I forgot the dude from Dragon Quest Land didn't know what a watch was after accepting a trade from Kevin for the watch. Oh my God, this show. So they travel to this volcanic rock or whatever.
It's a warp zone is what they call it, which is
something like that. Well, everything's a warp zone to a different world and all this other stuff. And then this is where some of my favorite jokes of the episode come in. They definitely rip a joke off from Spaceballs, that's for sure. And then the other one involves the other half of the equation, and we'll kind of, I'm keeping it vague right now, but real quick, because I really love this joke, and I feel like I've been taking all of your commentary away, Dexter. So let me tell this joke, and then I want to turn it over to you for a little bit. But they travel here, and King Hippo and Eggplant Wizard see them coming. And he says, well, they won't be able to track us if I jam them. And he literally throws strawberry jam. He shoots strawberry jam. And I believe Simon gets covered in it. At that very moment of them getting jammed, Simon gets another sticky substance on his face. And man, Simon. And he's out of the blue. Simon's like, let me take over. And he grabs the controls, and that's when they get jammed. And then Eggplant Wizard's like, well, that didn't stop them, so I'm going to use my peanut butter blaster. Do you remember what they called it?
Did I write it down? No, I didn't write down what he calls it, but yeah, it's like
basically he's shooting globs of peanut butter.
Since they've got jelly, let's add peanut butter.
Something like that, yeah.
And then excessive.
Then a giant cannon comes out of their vehicle, and it just says Big Jif on it. Yeah, and it made me laugh really hard. I'm like, that's actually a solid joke.
Yes.
I mean, to only those, I mean, I feel like we shouldn't have to explain this to the listeners, but just in case anyone who doesn't know, and this is no shade if you don't, Jif is a peanut butter brand. And yeah, that's why it's funny, which ruins the whole joke if I have to explain it. But you know what I'm saying.
I was surprised that they were able to get away with the brand recognition there, like just using the brand. I guess they didn't do it with the font of Jif.
Yeah, I mean, you can. It's like talking about a brand without showing it. So I think it would be okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. So Dexter, take over for a little bit. I've been hogging all the airtime.
No problem. So the vehicle that Eggplant Wizard and King Hippo are riding in is like this weird magenta metal frog
mm-hmm.
monster thing. That's what's eating all these power flowers.
Yeah, it looks it's a really strange design.
I just wanted to point that out because I have no idea if it's supposed to. I doubt it's referencing anything, but I was just like, that's weird, but that's cool. Like,
it's a cool design. It just, yeah, it doesn't make any sense in the context of video game. Like, is it referencing a game? I have no idea.
Right. I feel like that's a microcosm of this entire show. Is like,
does this reference this
design, game? But what does it mean? but yes, I wrote down Big Jif peanut butter. I like that. But before that, when they did get jammed, Kevin immediately like allows Simon to take over, which seemed weird to me. And the second thing that seemed weird to me is like, what did Simon think? Cause then he's like, I can't do anything. Like, yeah, Kevin literally just said that he's like, they got jammed. Like what? I don't know what Simon thought he was going to do differently. That was weird. Yeah, we can rename this episode Simon Gets Stuff on His Face, I think, because this happens multiple times. But the part that actually had me chuckling was after, so Kevin presses the pause button on his belt buckle, mm-hmm. hops out, turns one of the peanut butter missiles back towards Eggplant Wizard and King Hippo, and then restarts time. And that's what hits Eggplant Wizard and King Hippo and causes their frog machine to malfunction and crash. And they parachute out to survive the crash. And as they, you know, they're underneath the parachutes after they land. So you can't actually see what's going on. You just see like movement underneath. And Eggplant Wizard says, "You stepped on my nose." And my immediate thought was like, wait, does he have a nose? Like,
did you hear what King Hippo said in response?
Yes. And then he's like, "You get your foot out of my belly button." And both of those visuals killed me, man. Like Eggplant Wizard having a nose, which he doesn't, and then an entire foot fitting in someone's belly button was like hysterical to me. Both of those.
I wrote that exact quote down where King Hippo says, "Get your foot out of my belly." Or sorry, get your leg. It wasn't his foot. It was his leg.
Get your leg
out of my belly button.
Also, Eggplant Wizard doesn't have legs either, now that I think about it.
Was it just like his torso that was just inside of King Hippo's?
Get your body out of my belly button.
That's disgusting. Who knows what's been in there?
Yeah.
So then Eggplant Wizard, like after Captain N, like, you know, he points his zapper at him and he's like, and Eggplant Wizard's like, "Don't shoot. I have a wife and three eggplants," or like I forget what he says. A wife eggplant and three kid eggplants. I forget what the exact line is. Do you remember?
It was a picture of his wife and two kids, which blew my mind, by the way. I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God, he's got a family. Eggplant Wizard has a family, and now I need a spin-off show called like The Eggplant Wizards and just about his family.
Here, I'm going to look. I just looked it up real quick. I got a wife and two baby eggplants at home. And if you look at the picture that he's holding up, his wife has like little lettuce foliage on her head that's like styled like hair. And the one kid is holding like a turnip head doll and the head's popped off. And the other kid's holding a knife and it's got a Band-Aid across its belly and a backwards yellow hat on an eggplant. We are not making this up, listeners. There is an eggplant in this show that is wearing a hat backwards and is holding a knife right in front of its mother. Oh, yes, and eggplants have mothers in this world.
This might need to be the thumbnail for the episode.
Oh, my God. Yo, that's actually not a bad idea. You could like cut out just the mom and the kids and like get the picture out of it and everything. That would be so mortifying. What's wrong with this world?
These designs are amazing, even if they make no sense.
They really don't make sense, and that's what I love about it. So then Mother Brain kind of shows herself through the warp zone, however she does that. You know, like she always kind of shows herself to the end team in a warp zone. It's very strange. It's never really like truly shown well. So Mother Brain like kind of talks to them and makes it seem like she's about to die because she lost all of her power. And King Hippo and Eggplant Wizard go back through the portal. And this is where you get the first suspicion, even though if you probably could have told that something was not all it seems. Not everything was what it seems by this. But this is where you get your first hint from the show that this might not be exactly what's going on. There might be some stuff behind the scenes because King Hippo's like, wait, I thought we were supposed to. And then Eggplant Wizard covers his mouth and goes, quiet before we really get in trouble. So that's the first hint that like, okay, maybe they're setting something up. I don't know. And Mother Brain makes some insane face as she loses all her power. And the end team thinks that she is defeated. And one thing I didn't write down in regards to this scene, though, was Simon makes a really weird face to Mother Brain. It's kind of like a tongue sticking out type of thing. And then when Mother Brain is finally defeated, the camera pans across the end team and Simon's face looks so fucking stupid. It's like the or he's like that or something like that.
I got to enjoy that face. None of you all got to enjoy that face.
No one knows what this is. No one knows what face I was making.
You all have to just take my word for it.
What did you see in this scene though? Like when Mother Brain supposedly is defeated.
Before they got there, Kevin's line of calling her, he was talking to Eggplant Wizard and King Hippo. He was like, why don't you go tell your mother inferior that, you know, and I was like, that's actually a solid dig. Well done, Kevin. But after that, yeah, all the faces that Mother Brain was making when she's quote unquote losing her power was very reminiscent of like the old Bugs Bunny gag where he's like mm-hmm. zipping through all the different facial expressions.
Yeah.
So I really appreciated that. There was one in particular that like took up the whole screen that was so absurd, but I liked that one. You're right. I know that the dialogue was kind of hinting towards there being, you know, the secret plan, and I kind of saw it coming, and I assumed that it was all kind of a ruse, but at the same time, I was like, this feels like a finale. I know the finale is the next episode, but this felt like this should have been the plot for the finale. I don't know what the finale is yet, but.
Well, I really feel like the finale of season one isn't going to be an actual finale. Like there's no overarching story in this. So I really can't picture really can't picture there be any like story, quote unquote, progression in this, like, or like a defeat of Mother Brain. Cause the next episode, the season one finale is Happy Birthday, Mega Man. And I really can't picture that being, that's the name of the episode. I really can't picture that being like a whole, like thing to end a season on, you know, like this isn't like Breaking Bad or anything like that, where there's this big over, yo, but a gritty Captain N reboot. I'd be here for it. We've talked about this before, right?
Yeah.
I'd be here for it.
Cause that was something that I had in mind, like that I wanted to do was a time jump where and have it that like almost kind of like the time jump in Ocarina of Time where like the world is like post-apocalyptic, having like a post-apocalyptic gritty Captain N where he's like Commander N and he's like got a like a 5 o'clock shadow and like he has none of the like the childish optimism anymore.
He looks like Kratos from God of War.
Yeah.
He's got a chiseled jaw and his voice has dropped about 4 octaves.
He calls everyone boy.
Boy. That would be pretty crazy. So thinking that Mother Brain is defeated, Kevin's like, well, I guess like, oh no, they're flying away. And then another warp zone opens up and he sees his hometown. And Kevin basically is like, well, then it must be, then, you know, it basically must be, this was meant to be, you know, I was called here by the ultimate warp zone to defeat Mother Brain. So since Videoland is safe, it must mean that I can go home. And Simon goes, oh, thank God. Kevin says his goodbyes to everybody. Simon, you know, says, oh, thank God. And then he kind of plays it off like he didn't mean it. And then he actually gets Simon does get a little misty-eyed when Kevin finally leaves, which I thought was kind of sweet, kind of nice that he apparently actually really came to become endeared to Kevin.
Yes, he had the classic, like, blaming it on allergies kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing that I questioned when they were showing, like, oh, does this mean Kevin can finally go home? Was like, wait, wasn't this like, couldn't he have always gone home? Like the first episode, he chose not to go home. There were a couple other episodes. There was one where Simon, I can't remember what Simon did, which Simon related episode it was, but they were like, okay, well, Simon's got it under control. I guess I'll go home now. Like it never seemed like it was something.
Yeah, I forgot about that. He could, because it always posits it that he could just go home whenever he wants. You're right.
Right. I like this thing better, that like he can't go home until he finds a way home. That makes much more sense. Yeah,
and where like he finds like a, like his purpose there has been fulfilled. Like I kind of like that. But then he gives up his power pad and like he gives up his Captain N powers here because he's like, well, I'm done, so I don't need this anymore. I'm like, dude, why wouldn't you take that with you?
Are
you
kidding me?
Like, you imagine in the real world. And then this is the moment where it starts to get really uncomfortable for me, because all of a sudden Kevin and Princess Lana have this romantic tension that was like, they kind of hint at it earlier on, like where he's trying to show her stuff. But in this episode, it really is very overt, where there's like a couple near kiss scenes and they have these really longing like looks to each other, as much as the animation in the show can show longing looks to each other.
The most romantic part of all was Kevin saying, I'll think of you whenever I play video games.
For some reason, my head just completely went over it. That completely went over my head, just how unromantic that line is.
And he says it so sincerely too, which made it even better.
Oh my God. Listeners, by the way, there's a convention I'm going to, just thinking of Princess Lana in this scene. There's a convention I'm going to in the fall where the voice actress for Princess Lana is going to be there. And I'm going to try my hardest to see if I can get her to come on the podcast. I'm going to show her the episodes and hopefully she'll be like, yeah, why not? I'm really hoping for this.
And then tell her you'll think of her every time you play video games.
If I can get her on the show, that's how I'll close it out. Instead of I'll see you all next time, be like, I'll think of you whenever I play video games, and the interview will end or something like that. That would be great. So Kevin goes home, and all the, you know, he says goodbye to Kid Icarus, he calls him Kaviticus a lot in this episode. Yeah. And it really, like, I don't know why, it just got to me. He says goodbye to everyone and then he goes home, and he's walking through his hometown and it's deserted there. And while, but before we get to the hometown, it kind of cuts to the rest of the end team back at the Palace of Power, and they're all just kind of, they don't know what to do anymore. Captain, they feel very purposeless. So they're all going home to their respective homes. You know, Kid Icarus is going back to Mount Olympus. I think, what's the, is that his land's name?
Mount,
I forget.
Icarus.
Mount, oh my God. They don't even name it after the, okay.
In Megaland.
They go back to Mount Icarus, Megaland. Simon goes back to Castlevania. And obviously Princess Lana is at the Palace of Power, which is her home. So it's, and it's just kind of showing them like in their elements and just kind of being like, man, I wish Captain N was here. I wish Caviticus was here. I wish so-and-so was here. And that's where we see that float that you were talking about, because Mega Man is in this parade, and then, you know, Simon's being a glory hound and just telling everyone in Castlevania about it. And we're kind of jumping around the episode a little bit. Like, this part of the episode, I'm having a hard time remembering which came first exactly. But in the timeline of the story of the episode, this is all happening concurrently. So it's right. It, you can kind of reference it at any point. But while all this is happening, Kevin is in his hometown. And there's a line that I thought was super weird where Kevin mentions that, hey, we didn't change back.
And yes, I was so happy. I'm like, happy.
So does he know he's a cartoon?
I was so happy they brought that up, because when he's walking around, I was like, shouldn't he be live action if he went back home?
Yeah, he should be. I like that, and I do like that they reference it, but it's just kind of like weird, because in my, I guess it depends on what they're going for. Is it like, when he gets sucked into, is the cartoon supposed to be like him in video game graphics, or right. Is it like, just, you know, he's sucked into this and it's all, it looks real, like, you know, it's all live action, and since live action would be expensive to do, they just did it as a cartoon because of kids. I don't know. I didn't know what they were going for initially with this, but it's still super weird that he's able, that he kind of references it.
The horrifying part of this is that he probably actually looks like that weird green wireframe thing when he
the intro that's in, yeah, every single,
that's actually what he looks like. But they're just,
that would be terrifying. I want to know who animated that. Who did they hire? Which company did the 3D animation for that? Because that's some primitive CG.
I bet it's the same people who did Reboot.
Oh, that old show, Reboot. Oh my God, I haven't seen that show in ages. My brother used to watch that show all the time. I never really watched it though. So they're walking around and he scratches the paint off of a tree and it's metal on the inside. And he's like, what's with this? I forget what his exact line is, but he's just kind of flabbergasted by it. And I just thought, shouldn't that have been your first hint that this is not your home planet, like your home? Like, in nowhere is there a metal tree in your area. Like, I don't understand why. I don't get it.
This is really big revelation.
I should probably be paying attention to this, but nope, totally fine. Totally. It's super weird. So he goes to his home. His key doesn't work. He kind of opens the door and he's like, hey, this isn't my home. And that's when he sees Mother Brain, King Hippo, Eggplant, yeah, Wizard. And it's
actually Metroid that he's on.
It's
right?
Actually Metroid. They, yeah, turned Metroid. And that's why it's called, the episode's called Metroid Sweet Metroid, because of the home sweet home type of.
That's it.
There you go. Because Kevin thinks he's going home and he's not. He's actually on Metroid. And this was all a big trick by Mother Brain to get Captain N to give up his power, so then she could distract him while he's powerless and take over the rest of Videoland, which, spoiler alert, which I guess the whole show, this whole series is a spoiler, but she does.
Yes. Before we gloss over it, there's a moment where they're like gloating because he doesn't have his zapper, and they're like, what are you going to do without your zapper and your D-pad?
I think I know the scene you're talking about.
And there's this really awkward cut back to Kevin where he balls up his fist, and it's like less than a second long, and it looks like he's about to give them the finger.
Yes, it does.
And it cuts back and they're like, like afraid of him. But it's the timing of it's really awkward. It was Eggplant Wizard
specifically. Yeah, the timing, it just doesn't feel right. It feels slightly off. And I kind of love it, though, at the same time. And then Mother Brain zaps, like, you shoot electricity onto the floor and he kind of falls through it. And that's when he falls into the bowels of Metroid and he has to fight his way out. And then before you find out what happens to Kevin next, it cuts back to all of the different members of the N team in their home worlds, all getting captured by Mother Brain. Princess Lana gets captured by Mother Brain. Simon gets captured by Eggplant Wizard. Because right after, though, right before he gets captured, he admits that he didn't do anything. It was Captain N that saved everyone. And he starts crying because he misses Captain N so much, which is bizarrely emotional for this show.
Did you notice? I know it was totally an animation flub, but I was like, this is an unintentional reference. And I give them applause for this. When he's crying, because later in this scene, when Eggplant Wizard hits him in the face with more stuff, it's like
red. More sticky, another just, sticky substance. There we go.
Before that, when he's crying, it's red. And I was like, is this a Bloody Tears reference? That's a really like good Castlevania reference, if that's like to the song Bloody Tears in Castlevania. But then he gets hit in the face with red stuff later. And I was like, oh, maybe there's just an animation error there.
I'm looking actually at a still right now, and they actually have Simon open his eyes right before the tomato hits him in the face, and he's just kind of making them. I know, listeners, you can't see what I just made, but you can watch all this on YouTube. So go watch it if you haven't. And I didn't even notice. I noticed the red tears, but I didn't think of it as an animation error. I guess I just assume that everything's done correctly. And I really shouldn't, especially with this show. There's a lot.
In this era of animation.
For Christ's sakes, the second episode was aired incompleted. Like there was the one, like when they go to the Bayou land and the alligator is walking, there's no background behind the animation cell. It's just an animation cell I think it was like pink or something like that. It was a very strange thing. Yeah. So Mother Brain captures everyone. Eggplant Wizard captures Simon in a banana wrap. He wraps him up in a string of bananas. Princess Lana, I think, just gets captured by soldiers, if I remember correctly.
Yes. And King Hippo brings a bunch of boxers and kidnaps Kid Icarus. But it was the visualization of all of these giant boxers fighting all of these tiny winged people. What I actually wrote in my notes was King Hippo and his other boxers versus Icarai. I was trying to think of like a plural for Icarus.
Multiple Icaruses.
Yeah. And then I made note of after they succeeded, they all were picking up King Hippo and saying, King Hip, hooray. And I was like,
referencing back to my puns from earlier.
Yes. Darn it.
There's a lot of bad puns in this.
Cute one.
Oh, and there was one. This wasn't a good pun. This is the one that made me laugh too. Before they take everything over, when Kevin goes to speak to Mother Brain or like finds out Mother Brain's plan, Kevin goes, "This was all an act." And then King Hip goes, "Romeo Brain, oh Romeo Brain, where are the?"
Yeah, they want to show off their acting skills.
Now, when Mega Man gets captured by Dr. Wily and his robots, it looks like an off-model Dr. Wily. Like, there's like the way Dr. Wily looks in this is super bizarre. I'm trying to cycle through the frames right now on YouTube, which, by the way, for those who don't know, you can use the arrow keys to jump around 5 seconds. And if you use the little like period and comma button or the little less than and greater than signs, you can cycle through frame by frame.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so it's a lot easier to get individual frames. So I'm trying to look through to find the one of Dr. Wily. But Dr. Wily looks super bizarre. I'm trying to find where I saw it again.
While you're looking for that.
14 minutes and 25 seconds in, his head looks nothing like the rest of the Dr. Wily's. Do you see it?
Let me go back to that.
The timestamp? 14 minutes and 25 seconds into the episode.
14 minutes and 25 seconds. My computer's being slow. While it's doing that, there was another animation error that I'm pretty sure from when Lana was being kidnapped, when she's looking out the window. I think that they misunderstood what was the reflection circle in her eye and what was the circle of her pupil, and they colored them. So like her eyes look really weird, and I think it's because they colored in the reflection and then left her pupils white, which is really
like, really unnerving, unsettling to look at. Yeah. It's almost uncanny valley-ish in a weird way. While you're still looking that up. So yeah, the one thing I also noticed is that while all this is happening, Mother Brain, why isn't she done this sooner? Like, in all honesty, Kevin can't be all those different places at once. She could have unleashed this attack when none of the end team was in their home planet. If she could send Dr. Wily with all his robots, King Hippo with all his boxers, Eggplant Wizard with all of his vegetable minions, that's what they all are, by the way. I don't think we called that out. When Eggplant Wizard captures Simon, he's surrounded by a bunch of like evil looking vegetables, and it's very strange looking.
Yeah, even same though thing with King, all those boxers with King Hippo.
It would have made more sense for Eggplant Wizard to capture Kid Icarus because they're from the same game.
Yeah.
But you know, whatever. King Hippo to go after Simon. And then, like, Dr. Wily and Mega Man makes perfect sense, even though Wily is very off model and looks very, it makes me uncomfortable.
Yes, and it's like they left off, like, they didn't color his eyes in at all.
No, like, they're like gray.
Maybe they thought they were just like wrinkles under his eyes.
You see
eyes?
What I'm saying, though? By like, yeah. It just looks, he looks so off model, and it made me laugh really hard. So Kevin, while all the end team are getting captured, Kevin is trying to rescue he's trying to break out of Metroid, and he does. And they had these really cool character models of what they thought the monsters from Metroid looked. And if you noticed, they had some of the bosses too. It just wasn't really good designs of the bosses, yeah. but the enemies had really interesting designs. And there's a moment where, where there's a like Kevin's standing in a cave, and all of a sudden he looks up and a monster is coming flying straight down from the top. When the monster lands and it like crashes into the ground and his head gets stuck and it pops up and continues to chase after him, I thought the animation there was bizarrely good for the rest compared to the rest of the show. It was like really fluid and it had a lot of like detail to it. But then the way Kevin gets out is that he uses a lot of the Metroid power-ups to get out of Metroid. It doesn't really explain where he gets the gun that he's shooting Kraid with. I think that was supposed to be Kraid. All of a sudden he has a gun. I'm like, where did you get that? Why didn't you use that the whole time? He also finds one of like the power-up things that Samus gets in the game that's supposed to give you, you know, like the morph ball or like the high jump or maybe not the high jump, but or like the blast the that you jump. Can shoot farther. He gets the boots of the super jump, but he finds one of those balls that's supposed to be like a power up, like the morph ball. But instead of using it to do a morph ball thing, he just throws it at the enemy. It breaks open and a rainbow comes out and kills an enemy. Like, what?
That was so weird.
Yes. The whole scene was just strange.
If people were offended by the look of Kutzman. Then don't watch this episode if you like Kraid, because when they show, I was like, what is that supposed to be? And then I was like, oh my god, is that supposed to be Kraid?
Yeah, there's a couple of the bosses are just so off model it hurts. He shoots Kraid was like a piece of glass too, right? Am I thinking of a different?
Yeah, no, when he shoots him, he like shatters into glass. I was like, what? Like,
where did this design idea come from? Kraid's model looks insane. It just looks like an amoeba or something. It's so bizarre. The whole thing is just so bizarre.
The best part is Kevin's run cycle when he's running away during this. It's like a very Scooby-Doo, like he's leaning way back and the feet going way up in the air. Loved it.
And then he does use a bomb, but the bomb, it just kind of falls off of a wall. It's like the wall is like littered with bombs, like taped to it, and it just falls off. He picks one up, takes the pin out, puts it against the metal door, blows open the door, and then he's back at Mother Brain's lair. But obviously they're not there because they've taken over Videoland. So then he takes control of Metroid. The entire world of Metroid is apparently a spaceship, and he just flies it over. And that's when you find, and he goes to rescue them. And now the rest of N Team are on trial by Mother Brain. And, you know, there's some, we're running short on time, so I can't go into too much detail with this, but I want to, Dexter, if there's any lines that stuck out to you, but there's one that stuck out to me specifically in this moment. Things get a little crazy. So Mother Brain goes, order in the court, order in the court. And Eggplant Wizard goes, oh, I'll order, and he orders this whole bunch of food, maybe like a burger and all this other stuff. But then he says, hold the pickles. And then Mother Brain goes, shut up, you idiot. He goes, oh, okay, well, I'll hold the pickles. like that, I love, in Eggplant Wizard's mind, that was what made Mother Brain mad. It's not the fact that he completely misunderstood what she was saying. It's the fact that when he says, hold the pickles, he's like, okay, I'll hold them. You don't need to hold them. Like, what kind of... I don't know why, but that really got me.
It's a solid gag. No, the thing that that stuck out to me was, like, this army all of a sudden that Mother Brain has, those, like, these pink soldiers. I just was trying to figure out what their weapons were, because they looked like giant toilet brushes.
Yeah, and also, once again, back to the why couldn't Mother Brain do this earlier? She has an army of those things. Why doesn't she utilize any of it?
I know.
Ever.
Yes.
It's almost as if they don't care, or it's almost as if it really doesn't matter, because it's a serialized kids cartoon.
Yes, they had another animation error where when Kevin arrives with the Metroid planet, driving it in, that the lair doesn't go behind the army, so it just looks like this tiny little like this little airship like flying in, instead of being like this massive thing in the background.
I'm gonna have to like try to see that now, because
when he shows up in frame, it goes over the layer with the army, which it should be behind that.
Right. Oh my gosh, I'm watching it now. It does. It's around 19 minutes and 15 seconds in, for those who are curious. Wow, that's insane. Actually, and another, well, maybe it's an animation error, I don't know. Actually, you know what? No, it's not. Never mind. But yeah, that's really funny. So Kevin, then you find out here that Mother Brain is connected to Metroid. So anything that happens to Metroid happens to Mother Brain. And I do think it was weird. He said a line where he says, if you don't do what I say, then I'm going to have Duke chew the circuits. And she's like, no, don't do that. I'll lose my connection to Metroid. I'm like, isn't that a good thing if it hurts you? Like, if you get disconnected from it, it didn't say you die. It's just that you're connected to it. So like, if you get disconnected, wouldn't you just stop getting hurt when Metroid gets shot at by by Eggplant Wizard's atomic spud gun?
Unless it's like that a actually Matrix happens. Thing.
I didn't make that up. He shoots an atomic spud gun at Metroid.
Yes. I think we all need one of those. But unless it's like the Matrix, where if you get disconnected, you just like...
He also, when Mother Brain says get them to, while Kevin is in Metroid and flying it, King Hippo goes, whatever you say, my main brain. Another bad brain pun, but it kind of made me laugh, because I'm like, all right, like, was he trying to go for like, whatever you say, my main man, or something like that? But he rhymed main brain.
It's gotta be.
I don't know.
I love everything that King Hippo and Eggplant Wizard say, though. They can do no wrong.
I feel like 90% of the puns are a reference to something that no one else was going to get. And I kind of love it. I love trying to decipher these puns that we love you, Jeffrey Scott, please, on the show, but that Jeffrey Scott wrote. But okay, that Kevin saves the day. They save Videoland. They send Mother Brain and King Hippo and Eggplant Wizard back to her world, and all is well. And turns out Kevin got his power pad back, and he wins. And that's the end of the episode. So anything,
does a sweet backflip and shoots at the camera.
Does he do that?
Yeah, that's how it ends. He
does, my gosh, I completely blanked that out. As soon as the episode ended, I was like, I'm done with this. I don't need this anymore. Oh my gosh, I'm watching it right now. It's wow. So, and it ends with the screen covered in white stuff, so which is fitting for
so now we can all episode. Be like Simon.
We can all be Dexter, final thoughts on episode 12 of Captain and the Game Master.
This has everything that, like, there was an episode earlier in the season that I really liked because it had how I remember the show as a kid, and it was one that I think ended up winning you over, but it had like all the weird Castlevania designs early on. This one is everything that I understand, like, about it as an adult now, like, and I think I like it on that level now because of all the animation errors, the silly puns. I actually felt like I could follow this one. It made sense. So on the whole, I feel like this was a solid one, especially compared to the last episode. This one actually, like, made me laugh and made me feel things.
For me, final thoughts. I'm kind of mixed on this one. I was bored by it a lot, but it had a lot of moments in it where I found enjoyable, like the atomic spud gun, like the big Jif cannon that shoots peanut butter.
Eggplant, like, Wizard has a wife and kids. Now you
Eggplant
know.
Wizard has a wife and kids, and the kid is wearing a backwards yellow hat with a while holding a knife. The other one tore a head off of a turnip doll or something like that. I don't know. The whole show is just strange, and I love it. And there's a lot of moments that I found really enjoyable, but overall this was not my favorite. I think the last episode, In Search of the King, where that, you know, it's the whole mirror world, as weird as that one was, I enjoyed that one slightly more because it had a little bit more imagination to it, I guess. I don't know. Even though that one wasn't my favorite either, I would say the last one I truly enjoyed, I think, was Simon the Ape Man, just because I really enjoyed Simon getting confused by everything. So, yeah, so I think that's a good way to end this episode. So Metroid, Sweet Metroid, it's one of the ones that you actually enjoyed a little bit more than the others, and I'm kind of lukewarm on. There was a lot, like, some of the moments in this were some of my favorites in the show. Like, I would, like, the big Jif cannon is one of my favorite jokes they've done in the show. Like, not ironically, like, I actually kind of like that as like a little small nod in a kid's show. But the rest of it, oh, and Romeo Brain was so dumb it made me laugh. I really loved, oh, Romeo Brain. It just, that made me laugh. But yeah, so that's it. I think that's a good way to end this episode. So to close this out, I teased an announcement at the beginning of the episode. And this episode is season one, episode 12. Next month, it'll come out on June 12th. And we're lining up a special guest. I don't want to say who the guest is because until it's recorded and a date is set, I don't want to say, yes, we're definitely getting this person. But we have a guest lined up for it that we're very excited for. So June 12th is when season one, episode 13 will drop. Our episode on episode 13 will drop, which is the finale of season one. And what I want to do to kind of commemorate our first full season of Captain, I mean, we've been doing this now since, what, midway through last year, right? I think it was summer of last year that we started this. What I want to do is we are going to do a Captain N-a-thon. So on the day before the episode drops, June 11th, my kid usually goes to sleep in the evening. So around 7:30, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on my Twitch channel, at Still Loading Pod. I never shout that out on the podcast enough. I have a Twitch channel for those who want to watch me. I stream every Tuesday and Saturday right now around 8 p.m. or later. So actually the day we're recording this is a Saturday. I'll be streaming later tonight.
Yay.
But so around 8 p.m., I'll have an official time as we get closer to the day. But around 8 p.m. on Saturday, June 11th, there's going to be a Captain N-a-thon. I will be there the whole time. Dexter has a little bit more busy of a schedule than I do, so he'll stop in as much as he can for as long as he can. But it's going to be a full season one marathon of Captain N. We are watching episodes one all the way through 13, which will probably end around like 1 or 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And when that episode ends, I will have everything set for the episode on episode 13 to drop. Normally I release at 7 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. This time I'm making an exception to have it be released at the time this episode, at the time we finish the Captain N marathon on Sunday morning. So it is a full one season long, 13 episodes straight binge watch on Twitch of me watching, of us all watching through season one of Captain N. And Dexter is making a shirt. Dexter designing a Captain N shirt that will come out at the same time that the episode will be released on the T Public store, the same time that this episode drops. So be excited. June 11th into June 12th, we are celebrating our first season of Captain N. Don't worry, there is still another full season and also a third season, which is kind of like instead of the episodes being 20 minutes long, they're only 15 minutes long. So we'll see if we do two per episode for that. So season three of this might be a little short, but also never fear, just because season three ends doesn't mean we might not pick another cartoon. It depends on Dexter's schedule, of course. I don't want to rope him. I don't want to speak for you, Dex. I want to say, yeah, we're going on to like Saturday Supercade or something like that. And then all of a sudden you're like, I don't have time.
Yeah. No, we'll have to definitely sit down and figure out what show we want to pick apart next.
I think it'd be a lot of fun. So that is the big announcement that I tease. There's going to be a Captain N-a-thon leading up to the season one finale, as well as a t-shirt that Dex is designing himself. I've seen his work on it so far, and it looks amazing. I can't wait for you all to see it. So it's going to be Still Loading Podcast Captain N shirt. Hopefully we don't get copyright striked for it. But I think since Dex is doing all the artwork and we're not just taking screens from the show, I think we should be okay. So, yeah, Dexter, any final thoughts, any final words you have for today on this episode of Still Loading?
I don't think so. Solid episode. I also looked, out of curiosity, the narrator for this show, also the narrator for Dragon Ball.
So, really?
Yeah, it stuck out to me. I think the original Dragon Ball. I don't know if he ended up doing Dragon Ball Z as well, but
What's his name? Do you know?
Doc Harris.
I did not know that. I doubt he's still alive. I don't know why I...
It does say Dragon Ball Z as well.
So. He's still alive. He's 73. Nice. For some reason, because his voice sounded a little bit older. I mean, he could have been, you know, putting on a voice. But I wasn't sure if that means, like, this show is pretty old. So someone who's doing, like, narration from a show that's 30 years ago, I didn't know how old he would be at the time that it was recording. So Doc Harris, if you're listening to this, I meant no offense by the age comment here.
But other than that, like Josh was talking about, I do art on the side when I'm not doing this kind of stuff. So you can check out my stuff on Instagram or Twitter. My handle is just my name, Dexter Morrill, last name spelled M-O-R-R-I-L-L. Can search me up on there and check out my stuff. I never really talk about it, but I guess I'll mention it now. I do the cover art for Old School Gamer magazine. So if you subscribe to that, that's my artwork there. And it comes with a little poster inside of my artwork. And also every year, for the last 4 or 5 years, I've done the promo art for Retro World Expo in Connecticut. I've got some friends up there, so I do artwork for them every year, but that's just an example of kind of some of my stuff. I'll try to share more of that on social media, but you can follow me there, check out my artwork. If you want to talk about retro game stuff, if you want to talk about Captain N, or if you just want to chat, that's where you can find me.
And as usual, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at StillLoadingPod on all of them. If you want to email me, you can email me StillLoadingContact@gmail.com. If you want to support the show, you can give it a 5-star rating or review on Apple Podcasts, because that helps more people find the show. And it makes me feel really nice that you enjoy the show too. If you want to support the show monetarily, you can go to patreon.com/StillLoadingPod. For just $1 a month, you'll get the episodes a few days earlier, but at a higher bit rate, and also access to a patron exclusive Discord. For $5 a month, you'll get all of that plus 2 bonus episodes a month. And at the time of this recording, my most recent bonus episode was I did an episode called Genesis Jams, where I picked 5 of my favorite Sega Genesis songs and just kind of talked about them. So If you want to support the show monetarily, you get all of that for your hard-earned money. So patreon.com/stillloadingpod. But a place that is better to spend your hard-earned money at is the Bit by Bit Foundation. The Bit by Bit Foundation is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to put video games and video game consoles in the hands of kids receiving inpatient care in hospitals. So if you want to support them, go to bitbybitfoundation.org and consider donating. And that will do it for this episode of Still Loading. Dexter, thank you once again for joining me.
Thank you, Josh.
And I will think of you whenever I play video games.